Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, success in business is all about people, people, people. Richard Branson once said, talent is the heartbeat of any organization. For SMEs, attracting, retaining and bringing out the best in talent are essential to business growth. SMEs are the backbone of Singapore's economy, creating 70% of jobs in Singapore and contributing more than 50% of economic output. But hit by manpower crunch and rising costs, SMEs are being forced to restructure in order to survive. The success of any organization rests on having talented people to drive the company forward. We're joined today by CEO and founder of SwingV, Jin Choi, for his insights. Jin, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Howie. This is Jin from SwingV.
Thanks for joining us today. So talk to us about the importance, in your view, of human capital in SMEs.
To be honest, we'd like to call it a different way, not as a human capital, but people in SMEs. Because we believe there is a golden rule in business industry, which means people, product, profit. So a lot of SMEs, they can try the other way around, but this is the, we believe this is the golden rule and golden order to make a success in SMEs.
Yeah, so people number one, yeah?
Yes. Mm. So if SMEs and employees, then they're going to, those people will take that and help us to build the best product. And then they will, we will transit in sales into profit.
That's difficult to do, though, Jin, because usually the knee-jerk reaction to bad economic times is to cut costs. And sometimes the biggest overhead is people.
Yes. I believe that's why a lot of SMEs need to invest in technology. Because in order to make the talented people in the team, then once we hire the talented team, providing the best employee experience to reduce the cost. If the turnover rate of SMEs is high, then it will cause another expense or another unnecessary cost, I guess that means. So once they hire the talented people, then they need to provide the best employee experience in the workplace.
How do we get, though, employees to stick with the SME? I come from a generation when we came out of school, we wanted to find that one job, usually in a huge company, and then stay there for the rest of our lives. That's changing, no doubt, but it's still somewhat difficult to get people to join SMEs.
Yes. I believe it's not about whether the big enterprise or SMEs when our generation choose the company. So if SMEs has an attractive employee experience, then a lot of talented people would consider to join SMEs. So that's why SMEs need to focus on whether they can provide the better work environment or workplace experience.
Jin, I'm sure employees or people are important to all businesses. Highlight for us how critical people are to SMEs business drivers.
I'm not sure is the right answer on your question. People are important in every business, whether it's enterprise or SMEs. But my perspective, keeping the talented people is more important problem in SMEs because we have limited resources. So hiring the right talent and keeping them in the company is quite important. So how we can retain them is definitely we need to give different costs to make them to choose SMEs. First one is we need to give them an autonomy. Usually it's hard to have it in enterprise. And also they need to have a decision-making power on their role. So in order to make them to do the right thing or focus on their work, company needs to focus on how they can reduce unnecessary tasks like HR or other administration tasks.
Did you just say HR was an unnecessary task, Jin?
I like to say, compared to their core role, if they're marketing manager or sales team, they need to focus on their own role. Like sales team need to focus on sales activity, and marketing manager needs to focus on lead generation or marketing work. So that's why all other stuff is something company needs to automate or reduce the job on that.
Do you feel that the HR departments have lost focus on their talent management core skill or core job, so to speak?
Yes. Actually, it's not only about HR department. Those people who is handling HR work in SMEs are actually employer or one or two HR manager. So say the core capability of this HR management or HR department in SMEs, they need to focus on talent management or how they can retain the talent. But in the real world, since there are so many HR administration tasks, so they spend 80% of their time to manage payroll, leave management or claim process expense management rather than how we can provide a better workplace experience.
Mm. Talk to us some more about the current state of SME's talent management process. What needs work, you feel?
Yes. When we think about employees' lifetime, I think we can split it into four sections. First one is onboarding, and the next one is management, and the next one is employee experience and culture. The last part is offboarding. So SMEs need to focus how we can expand dramatically about these four sections, which is lifespan and lifetime of employees. So when we exclude about onboarding and offboarding process, then they need to focus on two parts, management and employee experience and culture. So management means a lot of HR administration tasks like payroll or employee information and also claims expense management, etc. So the more they can reduce their time on this management, then employer and HR department can focus more on building the better employee experience and culture. So what we do in Stringvee is we are focusing on automating this management, HR management process.
And of course, tech would help in this regard to take away some of those more robotic and mundane tasks, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. For example, in Stringvee, we provide all-in-one HR platform to handle HR, payroll, claims, employee benefit, employee insurance in one platform. So not only just employers to reduce their time to manage all this paperwork, but also employees can apply all these leave application of expense management through mobile app or through their web platform. And not only just using different platforms, but also they can do all these things in one platform. So we focus on reducing time and cost of this management section of HR management.
Jin, tell us more about Stringvee's USP, if you will. There are a couple of HR tech platforms out there. How do you compare to the others?
Yes. In fact, every country, every market, there are legacy HR systems. So that's why we started this question. Why all these HR systems not dramatically reduce time of HR administration tasks? So then we found in order to automate all the process, we need to have HR system on the cloud that can integrate all different sectors from HR, payroll, claims, and employee benefit, employee insurance.
Mm.
For example, in Stringvee, once employee on board, employer going to put all employee information once. And then we automate leave application and sync all employee data. And whenever they want to apply or enroll under their group health insurance plan, then we automate the enrollment process.
Well, that makes it very convenient, doesn't it, Jin?
Yes. And not only just user experience, but also regarding the time and cost, we reduce a lot of costs. So we do not ask our customers to buy a yearly license. They can follow the fair pricing. So whenever there's a new employee, they can top up. Whenever any employee resigns, then they can reduce the cost.
Oh,
so
that's how pay as you use kind of.
Yes, exactly.
What are the expansion plans for Stringvee? First of all, how the feedback has been so far, and what are your expansion plans as well, very quickly?
So far, we have 7,000 SME clients in Singapore and Malaysia. So first one is we're going to focus on market expansion across APAC area, and also we're going to add new product lineup to expand our value proposition to SMEs.
Sounds good. CEO and founder of Stringvee, Jin Choi, thanks for joining us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.